Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. And as usual, it's a pleasure to be doing another broadcast. I'd like to thank those of you that tuned in and will tune in. But now I begin my teachings concerning the truth about this being that we call God, that we call the Most High. Enough with all of this brainwashing, this mind control, this dogmatic sayings about stuff that neither one of us was there, that none of us were there to see and know for sure. And I just want to go a little deeper into this subject, and I would entitle this The Real Truth About God. Now, the first point I want to make is that no one has ever seen God. Nobody, all these people that saying they seeing him, once they say, yeah, I saw God, blah, 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 you know, and I know, that they're lying. Now, this is one of the ways, like, hint, that you can see and learn how to interpret the scriptures. Like when you have a word or a subject in the scripture, you take that word and you make a line and then make another line, another line, another line everywhere where you see this word used. So for instance, you see a scripture that says, no one has seen God. You write the scripture, you write what it says, and you make a line, and you find another scripture that's saying the same thing. For instance, when he said, no man can see my face and live. Exodus 33:20, John 1:18. John 1:18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Exodus 33:20, and he said, I myself will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim the name of, let me just add this parenthesis, whatever it originally said here. So let's just get off the subject for one little second. When you see that proclaim the name of the Lord anywhere in the scripture, you know that was added because the word Lord means Baal, and the word Baal, the name Baal means demon. So you already know that shouldn't be there. And that's why I say when reading Exodus 33:20, whatever it originally said here. Continuing on that scripture, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. Let me just bring up another point. Never believe based on someone in this generation's vision. Believe based on knowledge. Do your research. People will deceive you. And when darkness is done deceiving you, you will see these people's true colors and lose interest. And you don't need to be losing interest in the Most High. That's why I'm going to help you with this series. The real truth about God. No one has ever seen. No one has ever seen him. Ever. But this is no reason not to believe. because the Most High has a very definite way of showing us all that he exists. We see all in the atmosphere and everywhere things that we ourselves cannot create. The sky, the stars, the moon, the planets. You can't even get to these planets. But sometimes you can see them when you look in the sky and you can see the stars. This is what I mean by when I talk about divination. Again, divination is the practice of seeking knowledge of the future or the unknown by supernatural means. Now, it's not divination if the Most High shows you something. It's divination if you say he showed you something and he didn't. Perhaps some other spirit showed you. Now, another thing. The Most High never endorsed any of these faiths. People don't want to admit that they've been wrong, and they don't want to admit that they're wrong. Christianity, not the chosen faith. Islam, not the chosen faith. There is no chosen faith. In fact, if you would just do your research and learn the meaning of these words, you will see that these faiths, they are worshiping El, the bull god, who's Saturn originally. And this is what the scripture was talking about when it talked about people worshiping the host of heaven. Now, the NIV translated this verse about this in Acts chapter 7 like this. It said, "But God turned away from them and gave them over to worship, to the worship of the sun, moon, and stars." This agrees with what is written in the book of the prophets. "Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel?" Christians try to speak dogmatically and often condemn those who don't agree with them or think like them to hell. And you know how I know? Because I've done it. I've done it. When you in Christianity, like if you really in Christianity, if you really going for that, you really be believing that that's the chosen faith, that then he's coming back for them. But we all know based on what we see every day for many who claim this Christianity and Islam, you can find your average devout Muslim at any corner store anywhere in America, possibly with a prostitute in the back alley or by the garbage, demonstrating and displaying no faith at all with their sins as they receive sexual favors. And like I say, this happens often, and it happens in many other places. Remember, nobody has seen him. And remember, Christianity, he never endorsed any faith. Now, that brings me to my next point. He has never endorsed any faith. No one has ever seen. Brings me to my next point. It is painfully obvious that he will judge the sins of the world. Now, he said in the scripture, all over the scriptures, old and new, it's recorded that he said that he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. So you have this group, this this growing group that has studied astrotheology, they have studied the etymologies, they study metaphors, they study allegories. Some of them talk about allegories but don't even know what it means. So they suggest that the people that are mentioned in Scripture never existed, and some of them did. This is true. However, based on the evil that is prevalent in this world, obvious that when we read a scripture in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, it says that he will tell some workers of iniquity, I never knew you. It is very believable. Very believable. That he gonna tell many people that. Because if we all evolved, and if we all came from an explosion, or we all came from the sun, the actual sun in the sky. This goes back to what I said originally. No man has seen God at any time. In ancient times, they believed in what's called Varuna. They believed that the sun that we see in the sky was his eye, his actual eye. No one will ever know what lies behind the sun. We see it set, but we don't know when it's in the sky what's behind it. See, there's a lot of stuff that we will never know that people try to speak dogmatically about. He's going to judge. That is obvious. The evils in the world have to be judged. They have to be judged. They have to be explained. They have to be confronted. Have to be. So all, in fact, people who just want to talk about how he loves you and has a plan for your life or whatever, these are the reason for a lot of the evils. See, you can't hold people accountable if you're not telling them the truth. Even me as his prophet, once you start lying to me and I know you lying, it's going to be hard for me to believe anything you say. It's going to be hard for me to commit my loyalties to you. It just is. You have to have a string of truth for me to begin to commit to a person who lies to me. I'm not going to trust you. What makes you think that the Most High is any different? What makes you think that? The Most High is the essence of loyalty. The Most High is the essence of righteousness and of holiness. And a lot of people is claiming them and don't know what the heck they're talking about. They haven't even done enough research to even begin to know what people believed about him, what's true about him, what's actually false about him. They just go with the flow. A lot of people is like this. So the real truth about him is he absolutely, positively exists. And we understand this through what has been made. I can't create a sky. I can't create the stars. That's not an illusion. That's actually there. I can't make rain come down from above. Yet it rains all over the world. And even while it rains all over the world, people are saying that there is no God. We understand that there is, by what we see on a regular basis that we can't duplicate. There is a God, a real Most High, which brings me to the next thing. We can't speak dogmatically about everything concerning him because we don't know. We hear, we see, we read the scripture. He'll reveal his truth within you. But the devils will deceive you as well. He wants us all to stick to the basics first. You say, well, how do we know anything in that Bible that's real? You can't know for sure. But I tell you what, when you begin to disobey the statutes and the commandments and the scripture, your conscience shows you, within your very soul, it shows you that this right here, this is from the Most High. People say, well, how do you know? I mean, if we go in to play that game, how do you know, how do you know, how do you know? That game will never end. That's why we need to stick to the basics. Obedience is the origin, the root of what needs to be done in a person's spiritual life. If all we have is the scripture, we need to obey the scripture. But see, what y'all do and what I've done, we put these people, these fallible people in the way, and people start worshiping them and listen to them, and next thing you know, bam, adultery, bam, fornication. How many people done got pregnant by pastors? How many pastors been caught up in gay encounters? See, when you come to my church, you come to my church, I'm going to teach you to focus on the Most High and keep it basic. Keep it basic. Obedience and faith. With the third thing being treating him and others with respect and being a loyal person. Obedience, faith, and loyalty, basically. It ain't nothing difficult. It's easy. That's why he said his burden is light. This is what he was talking about. And I want to close with this. I'd like to thank those of you that are listening. I just wanted to make a brief broadcast, talk to you a little bit. I'm going to pick up on this same topic maybe perhaps tomorrow or sometime soon in the next couple of days. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. of Truth and Consequences. Truth or Consequences. I'd like to thank those of you that will listen. Keep tuning in. Subscribe so you'll get notifications when I do another podcast. Thanks for listening.